IAGR appoints Kevin Mullally as first chief executive officer. Kevin Mullally has been named the inaugural chief executive officer of the International Association of Gaming Regulators. The appointment, announced by the association on Tuesday, establishes a permanent executive post intended to strengthen IAGR's operational reach as the body expands its global role. IAGR represents regulatory authorities from jurisdictions around the world and functions as a primary forum for cross-border cooperation on gambling regulation, integrity risks, and enforcement challenges. Role and priorities. The new CEO position is designed to complement IAGR's member-led governance model, with strategic direction continuing to be set by the Board of Trustees. Ben Hayden, president of IAGR, said the board welcomed a leader with deep regulatory expertise and global experience to guide the association through a more complex agenda. Ben Hayden said, "Kevin brings an extraordinary depth of regulatory experience and a global perspective that aligns perfectly with IAGR's mission." The board was unanimous in its excitement about bringing on a leader with Kevin's background to guide IAGR in this newly created chief executive officer role. His understanding of regulatory challenges, governance, the global industry, and international collaboration will be invaluable as IAGR continues to evolve. Under Mullally's stewardship, IAGR will prioritize coordinated responses to transnational threats, including illegal gambling operations, match fixing, and integrity breaches. The CEO will be charged with expanding member engagement, developing strategic partner relationships, and strengthening IAGR's capacity to deliver practical regulatory assistance across markets at different stages of maturity. Kevin Mullally brings several decades of senior regulatory and public policy experience to the role, with a track record in building regulatory frameworks, promoting responsible gaming measures, and confronting unlawful market activity, while preserving institutional independence. In announcing his appointment, Mullally outlined an agenda focused on collaboration, knowledge exchange, and practical solutions for regulators. Kevin Mullally said, "IAGR's strength lies in its members and their willingness to work together across jurisdictions. My focus is on supporting regulators by expanding collaboration, sharing practical solutions, and ensuring IAGR remains at the forefront of addressing the most critical regulatory issues worldwide." Concurrently with his IAGR role, Mullally has launched the Mullally Group, an independent advisory outfit intended to assist governments, regulators, and public institutions in designing and implementing effective regulatory and governance arrangements. Events and international reach. A key early focus for Mullally will be the association's annual conference, scheduled for October in Lima, Peru. The meeting is expected to gather regulators, policymakers, and sector experts from across the Americas and beyond to discuss regulatory harmonization, integrity safeguards, and the implications of fast-growing gaming markets in South and Latin America. Mullally's brief includes pushing responsible adoption of new technologies, expanding professional development and research offerings, and enhancing data-driven oversight tools that help regulators detect risk and measure policy outcomes. The association is also looking to reinforce cooperative enforcement mechanisms and information-sharing protocols to tackle cross-border harms such as fraud and illicit operators. As global gaming markets evolve, regulators face intensifying demands to harmonize standards while retaining jurisdictional independence. IAGR's move to a dedicated CEO reflects that tension and signals a shift toward a more proactive, operationally capable international regulator forum. Regulatory priorities and upcoming agenda. Key items likely to dominate IAGR's work plan this year include strengthening anti-money laundering frameworks for gambling, developing uniform approaches to integrity and betting-related corruption, improving regulatory responses to emerging technologies such as AI-driven betting systems, and bolstering capacity building for regulators in high-growth jurisdictions. The Lima conference will serve as an early test of Mullally's ability to convene diverse stakeholders and translate collaborative intent into concrete regulatory tools and shared practices.